I just walked in from my rose garden, which is, as the name of this episode, you may surmise, something that people in their 50s do have rose gardens. And I picked three gorgeous roses. I'm staring at them right now on my desk as I record, and I'm thinking about how my manifesting has changed now that I'm entering my 50s. I'm thinking about the sweetness of roses, taking the moments for them, smelling the scent. I'm noticing that in my 50s, I tend to be moving more toward sweetness, toward sweet experiences, toward small pleasures. You know that old saying, stop and smell the roses? I think I know where it came from. Stay with me. We're going to explore more manifesting in your 50s right after this. Flow
Dreamy. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Welcome to episode 661, Manifesting for People in Their 50s. And if you've already guessed, yes, this is a kind of introflective, is that a word? Introspective. I was thinking reflection, introspection. Oh, well, introflective. Maybe that could be a word. But it's going to be that kind of show. Because as I conclude this special little series of the way my manifesting, my life planning, my vision shaping, my future self planning has progressed over the decades, I'm arriving at the decade that I can't completely tell you with any kind of authority, it is exactly like this, and this is what you'll experience, and this is the general character. No, instead, I am learning it along with those of you in your 50s. And I'm going to share with you today what I'm noticing, what I'm seeing, how I'm shifting, how I'm changing direction in the kinds of things I'm asking for, desiring, where my mind is preoccupied, where my heart is preoccupied. And the goal of this is to help all of us, myself included, get the most out of our 50s. Just drink it up. Enjoy the experience of this decade and beyond, because we're so aware of how we have shifted. We're so aware of how we become different, how we grow, how we expand, how our priorities have really changed and shifted. So with that, I'm going to jump in with some observations. As I just mentioned, you know, I just barely, you guys, barely entered my 50s, but nonetheless, I'm here. And I'm thinking, my mind really has been changing and growing, stretching, evolving, mellowing, perhaps, over the last few years. And probably it's, also an effect of the pandemic and the things that we've all been going through recently. But I noticed that the drive, push, grow, do, really relaxed in me. And I mentioned this in the last one, in the Manifesting in Your 40s, the last episode, but I've noticed that this need to somehow make it and grow it and be the top and get everything out there and conquer the world has kind of mellowed in me. And I started Flow Dreaming, I started teaching with the intention just to share it with the people who wanted to hear it, because frankly, I was amazed anybody wanted to hear it at all. I thought, well, it's just my private thing. but it works really well. And everyone said, give me some of that. I want that too. And then eventually I started to feel like, well, gosh, the whole dang world should know about this. It's my job. It's my duty. Go out there, be seen. Don't hide. You know, don't get captured by my own insecurity to the point where I can't give the gifts that I've been given to the world. But now I feel a little different. I still want Flow Dreaming to go out there. And I'm using Flow Dreaming as my example because, well, duh, you know, it's my thing. That's why you're here. Flow Dreaming, it's an incredible technique and philosophy and, gosh, way of just looking at the world. I still want that out there. But it's starting to receive this new kind of balance again. I want it out there. I want it out there with ease. I want it out there with flow. I want it out to the right people who are going to stumble on it at the exact right time in their lives. But there's a part of me that also says, I want to be in my rose garden, right? I want to be hanging out with my teenage kids before they completely fly the coop. One already has. I want to start thinking about my legacy. I want to think about all the things I've made and done. It struck me one day that, this is going to be morbid for a second, right? But it struck me that someday after I'm gone, my kids are going to open up my computer and see 800 hours of Flow Dreaming podcasts. And they're going to say, wow, there's 800 hours of mom. Wow. And I thought, God, that's a kind of cool legacy. Same is true with writing books, but it goes beyond that. There's this body of material that I've made over the decades. And I'm looking toward the future with it. How will it get out there? Who will be holding it for me when I'm no longer holding it for me? And I think this is a real shift in thinking. It's that kind of mentorship shift in thinking. When I was younger in corporate, you know, there was always this talk about, oh, the older, you know, people, the people who are retiring, the high up management, they'll mentor you. And unfortunately, my experience was, no, they won't. But I know that they do. And a lot of people have experienced that. And I think I'm starting to understand that feeling. Yeah, you need to learn this. You need to carry this on. You can take from my wisdom because I'm not so caught up in my wisdom anymore. I'm not so caught up in me being this and me being that. And I know I'm making myself sound selfish, but I'm just trying to be kind of brutally honest here. So my thought now is, yeah, who's going to hold on to this? Who's going to grow this with me? Who's going to share this? I'm thinking about legacy. I'm thinking about how do I put it all together, tie it up? What is my exit strategy? And it's funny, it's a conversation I've been having with a lot of my private clients as well. Turns out many of us are kind of in this same era and we've built some successful things and we're asking ourselves, what is my exit strategy? It's more than just, oh, I'll retire in 3 years or 5 years or 8 years. It's how am I going to retire? Where will I retire? What finances, what security will I have? Do I want to retire? Do I want to keep working? Or is there like a whole new line of work that I've never allowed myself to go into because I felt like I was so invested in my past career? But now, who gives a flying, you know, F? This is a podcast, I have to remember, watch my mouth. But right? And we feel like we don't have to like make it big in it or make a career out of it or, you know, do something great with it. We just have to let ourselves go in and enjoy it. That is so freeing. There's no worry about what if I fail at it? Well, you won't fail because you're not actually trying to win at anything now. You're trying to go into something that is pleasurable. You know, this is when people start volunteer work. This is when people start, you know, building Jimmy Carter's houses, Habitats for Humanity. This is when we start to take on other people and just help them, teach them, mentor them, share with them. This is when we start to travel and say, gosh, you know, I've always wanted to see the world. And now I can really understand and appreciate what I see with this kind of wisdom. All these thoughts are running through my head more and more frequently. And it's funny because, you know, I'm not like, you know, an old lady at this point. I'm only 50. For goodness sakes, I've got 30 more years ahead of me. I'm hoping maybe 40, 50 if I'm lucky, which means maybe I'm more like at the halfway point of my life. When I look at that, I'm like, holy moly. But still, every turning point, every conclusion of an era requires its own kind of closing ceremony, its own kind of putting to bed. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not quitting flow dreaming. I know that makes it sound like, what? No. I'm going to be doing this for quite a long time still. But my thinking is shifting. Where will this be in 10 years? Where will this be in 15 years? Do I want to keep doing it with the same drive that I've been? You know, I've been telling people, they've been asking, why did you reduce Me School from a year to, you know, a summer school program? You know, because my class is going through it right now and they're like, oh my God, this is so much material. And I'm like, but I know, it's okay. You're going to do it. You'll make it. And I have to answer their question. It's because for the last 8 consecutive years, I've been teaching weekly classes without stop, essentially. And I realized I need to open up space for new things. What those new things are, I don't know. But it's time for the next up-leveling. It's time for the next, climbing the stairwell to the next building, the next floor of the building. And every now and then in our lives, we need to take those pause points, look at what we've done and say, does this keep expanding and growing without end? Or is it time to kind of put stuff in place? You know, it's like you throw a bunch of clothes out in your closet trying to find that right outfit and you have all these heaps of clothes all over the floor. At some point, at the end of the week, Sunday morning, you got to get in there and hang everything up again, right? Just put it in its place. Get ready for whatever the next thing is. That, for me, is what my 50s is feeling like. And I can already tell because the things I've been doing have changed. I mentioned to you guys, I've written a couple of books. I'm actually starting on my next one already. I'm like 30,000 words into it. I'll have 3 books I'll be sitting on, like a little mother hen, within just a couple of months. Maybe I'll write 2 or 3 or 5 or 9 more. I don't know. But I just feel like there's so much up there. There's so much awareness and teaching and knowledge and, hesitate to say wisdom, but wisdom that needs to be put in a form. So this is what my 50s is feeling like. So when I am manifesting in my 50s, and again, I'm using me as an example, and it feels like I'm just talking all about me, but I want you to be thinking, kind of triggered by these words in a good way, to be like, yeah, I've noticed myself changing too. I've noticed that, yeah, all those home improvement things I wanted to do, I don't really care as much anymore. I would way rather spend time with the grandkids. You're noticing these little movements in new directions. And you're noticing them like, what do they mean? Does it mean I'm savoring different things now? And the answer is probably, yeah, you are starting to savor different things. And you can still be full of energy and hitting the gym 5 times a week and still pulling off those, you know, big meetings at work and getting applause and raises or whatever. But notice what you're savoring. Notice if it's gone in a different direction. Now, those of you who are later in your 50s, you're thinking, hell yeah, it's gone in a different direction. I'm 59 and a half. I just pulled my first Social Security check. It's like, congratulations. You can savor even more now without having to worry as much about security and safety. So what are you going to make with that? What are you going to make with the gift of this awareness, of this desire, of this ability to really be more present? That's something else I've been noticing that I've been manifesting, creating more and more. It's always been there a little in my flow dreams, right? A lot of flow dreams are I'm moving forward in time. I'm in that great gushing river of life. Things are ever changing and I'm right there, happily paddling along, giving the direction, creating the things. But sometimes it seeps in where I just sit for a moment and I become very still and aware of my surroundings, become aware of the room around me, become aware of the neighborhood that stretches out from me. I send my thoughts, my energy into the trees, feel their pine needles waving. I send my thoughts to the city, the activity, a little ant hive of people and cars crawling across the landscape. I become very aware of the moment, the preciousness of this moment, and how I'm choosing to use this moment, how I'm choosing to experience this moment. And I tell you, it brings me such joy. It unleashes this torrent of gratitude, pleasure to be here, to be smelling the air and sensing the life and hearing the neighborhood sounds in the distance. Just such pleasure. And then from there, I think, now that I know how much I love this, I wonder what will happen in the next hour, day, week, month, year, decade. I think I'm going to go into my flow and I'm going to share with it these feelings, pleasure, joy, awareness of the moment, happiness. Everything has come together. Everything is easy and good and sweet right now in this very moment, and it will continue to be so. This is what I see. This is what I envision. This is the blueprint that I am painting for my future self. So you'll notice there's less urgency, but there is a different something infusing it. Gratitude, belonging, a sort of swelling into the town, the present, the things that I have, a swelling of gratitude. Now, you might be listening to this and you're 28 and you're like, Summer, I feel the same way. I do. I know. Not saying we don't, but I am trying to characterize each decade. And I do notice that I've been feeling like this more and more often, willing to let an hour go that I normally would have packed and filled. But no, I want to putter around this hour. I want to just see things, notice things, experience the things that are around me in my home, walk around my yard, poke around in my garden, brush my dog, just little things. So this has to be affecting the character of my manifesting. It has to be infusing it with a greater number of feelings of present joy. Not making, building, growing, expanding, but savoring what I've already made, built, grown, expanded. Less racing to the next thing and more, oh, let me drink in the pleasure of the current thing. Let me think about those things that I really truly do want to still make, grow, build, right? Working with my students and my private clients. I love that work. I can see doing that for years. I want to build that. Writing, bringing all my ideas together on paper and sharing them and creating a legacy, a body of work. I love that. I want to do that. You see, it's becoming more clear with a long-term vision. Not simply, I'll build this and see what comes next, which definitely more characterized me in my 20s and 30s and even 40s. So I'm going to flip it right now. And I want to ask you, if you're in your 50s, if you're in your 40s, if you relate to this at all, whatever age you are, do you get this sense? Do you understand what it might be like? And it's not that the urgency is gone, but it's mellowed. It's aged. It's like an old bourbon or an old bottle of wine. You know, it's aged. It's mellowed. It's a new richness of flavor has come out. It's not that young, sparkly, sharp stuff, sour stuff. No, It's become infused with all of these nuanced flavors and aromas. And I'm paying attention to those. And frankly, I'm manifesting more of those. When I sat down today to start recording, I did my flow dreaming right beforehand. And I noticed that at first I was thinking about a particular thing that I really wanted to have happen. And I reminded myself, well, it's not the thing. It's the emotions that the thing will give you. It's the emotional endpoints. What are those? And I said, oh, I feel a sense of belonging. I feel a sense of support. I feel a sense of co-creating with other partners. I feel a sense of relaxation and joyful infusion. I have a sense that everything is just working. It's happening. It's unfolding. It's blooming, the new bloom. And I realized, it's a very gentle, it's a mellow, it's a very much giving up to God feeling. Literally, what do you think is the best right thing? What is the most benevolent outcome? That's a phrase my mom always uses. What's the most benevolent? I ask for the most benevolent outcome. And I said, I ask for the most benevolent outcome because that embodies so much for me. And that's what I ended my flow dream with, just this feeling that the most benevolent, the right path, the right thing for my future happiness, my present happiness, it is here and my heart and my chest, my energy is wide open to it. Nothing in resistance to it. That is a very nuanced act of trust, a nuanced feeling of co-creating. And it's the best that I can describe so far. So check in with me in another 5 years. What will that be? Episode like 992 or something? But I'll tell you how the whole manifesting in my 50s things went. And if it continued in the direction that I'm feeling it. And I gotta say, I'm loving it. I'm loving giving myself so much more permission now to relax into things, to play more with things, to keep building and sort of coming to this sort of embodiment of everything, pulling together this legacy. You know, I find that really exciting. But I'm also feeling more free. Notice if you're feeling more free. If you're not, it's probably tied to a few things that you're still really working on, right? Like, I hate to say it, but for a lot of us, how's that old retirement fund going? You may have a lot of angst in your 50s around that. But notice even that angst. Where is that coming from? It's because now you're looking at your legacy, what you've made or created, and you're saying there's a few things that I need to shore up, right? I need to shore this up. I need to really give it some attention, give it some love, give it some growth. It's still coming from that same place of, because at some point, I want that freedom space. I want that relaxed space. I want that everything benevolent has arrived space. I want that I don't have to grind or work or build. I want to enjoy and open up and just walk around on the green grass and the beautiful meadow. It's coming from that same place, even if there's still some big things on the list. Maybe you are single and you're like, I need my soulmate. There is that person I definitely want to retire with. All right, it's coming from the same place, right? That becomes your beautiful manifesting focus. But the same place is because I intend to open up and spend my days, because I want to create this kind of beautiful next few decades with this person where our lives are going to be changing and different, where we're going to spend probably more time with family and grandkids, where I can wake up a little later in the morning if I want to. Or, let's face it, as we get older, wake up a lot earlier in the morning than we used to. I'm really looking forward to manifesting in my 50s. I feel like it's a point where all the things you've made until now get to be made solid, get to be inscribed in ink in an ancient and powerful book of your life. It's where it comes together and it's seen. It's measured. You're doing the measuring. No one else is. You're doing it. And you're saying, I like this part. I like that part. Oh, that part I want to shore up, but ooh, I like how this is coming together. So that's what I really look forward to. I'm curious to see who I become in this process. Because every era of our lives opens up new understandings of ourself. And I can tell there are parts of me that I have yet to encounter that I'll meet. I'm going to meet her a year, 2 years, 5 years down the road. And I'm going to say, wow, that's, I never would have expected of that of me. But here I am. I want to see that. I'm looking forward to those moments. So take a moment here and reflect. How are you feeling? Have you noticed any of these winds of differentiation coming in your co-creating, in your manifesting, in your future planning? It is different, isn't it? Figure out how. When you have awareness like that, it makes what you're doing so much easier, so much more transparent, so much less confusing. You're like, yeah, I feel like that too. Yeah, that really puts it in perspective. Yeah, now I know exactly what I'm doing instead of just doing the thing. That's what we're going for. Now we're going to wrap up today. But before we go, I'd love to ask you guys a little favor. If you are enjoying this podcast, can you please leave a little rating on iTunes or Google Play or Amazon, Spotify? It's everywhere. Just leave a fresh new rating, a couple comments. I'd really, really appreciate it. And if you're curious, yes, I am recording this toward the end of the year. Yes, there will be holiday and Black Friday specials coming up at the shop, flowdreaming.com. So be sure you're on my mailing list so you can get those groovy little discounts and so forth. And there will be a whole bunch of new Flow Dreams coming out. Also, definitely by the beginning of the year. I feel like the year coming up just, it has a fresh wind. It has something different about it. And I'm going to be leaping in there with a lot more new supportive flow dreams and tools for you guys. So come check that out. That's my little spiel about flow dreaming, because I didn't really talk too much about flow dreaming, the practice, in today's episode, but that's because it's a bonus episode and it's more reflective about this specific topic. But we'll be getting back to more flow dreaming, being in flow. This process for co-creation, manifestation, personal inner growth, healing. Oh my God, just goes on and on and on. So until then, my love to you guys. You can always drop me a line, summer@flowdreaming.com. Tell me what you think. Give me some new show or episode ideas. I love to hear from you. Until next time, my love to you all. Hi friends, if you enjoyed this episode, then I'd like you to consider what having private mentoring with me would be like. You see, I accept a small number of people each year for private coaching. The question is, what do you want to make? Who do you want to become? We can program and shape any area of yourself or your life. Imagine right now what you would be doing if you had no fear. Imagine how your life would look if there were no patterns and blocks repeatedly tripping you up. Imagine if you were fully healed in your heart, body, and mind. Imagine if you also had a map to your success and you could follow it with ease and flow. Well, I look into you and into your life, and I feel where you're going and know where the road is open and where it's blocked. I help you make the very best decisions based on what's coming up for you. I'll also show you exactly what I do day to day to succeed in my personal and business life, and we can create a copycat plan for you. So if you're game, you can fill out an application on my website for private coaching. Just go to flowdreaming.com/coaching and then let's talk. I mean, the time to go for it is now. So let's just get this started. Just reach out to me at my website, flowdreaming.com, and I'll get right back with you.